Hey everyone, this is Tiffany with TiffanyLambert.com. I'm back with another podcast, and this is about interviews and podcasting and things like that. It doesn't have to be on a podcast. It can be text. It can be video. But I'm doing a series on interviews, and I had some questions come in, so I wanted to address those today. The first one is about regarding the length of interviews, and they asked, are short 10-minute interviews preferable over longer, more in-depth conversations? Now, what I would do is look at what's common and popular in your niche. So you can look at, you know, different interviews. A lot of times interviews take place on a podcast or a webinar as opposed to text. So you can do things like when I go on like Player FM, I'm looking at the podcast and things like that. And I'm finding, if I look up the weight loss, for instance, I find just looking at the top three, there's one that has, it's called Losing Weight to Gain Control. He does about, or they do about 12 minutes on their podcast and have 73 subscribers. Something called Logical Weight Loss does 20 minutes and they have almost 165,000 subscribers. And then there's another one called Cut the Fat Weight Loss, and they do almost an hour long and they only have 140 subscribers. So it looks like that sweet spot is about 20 minutes. What I would do, you know, when you're doing this, And this goes into the second question, so I'll tell you that question, then I'll explain. This one says, should each podcast episode follow the same format? Do listeners want to know what to expect? For instance, short 10 minutes or longer 45 minutes or 1 hour for more in-depth chats. Will mixing it up confuse or irritate the audience? So what I would personally do with something like this is maybe you're going to have a once-a-month interview or a once-a-week interview. Depending on what your niche is and how many people you can actually get to come on board to be interviewed, like you might do one every other week or something like that. If it's a huge niche and you can find tons of people, you might do weekly. So you might want to figure out in your niche, what are your podcasts or your blog posts or whatever usually at in terms of time, and then tell them ahead of time, hey, I'm going to have an interview with so-and-so this week, and you can decide how long those will be. Like maybe those interviews will be a little bit longer. Maybe instead of your regular 20-minute podcast, it's a 45-minute interview. Now, this will also depend on the people that you interview. Sometimes things will go a little longer. Sometimes they'll be a little shorter. It depends on the person. I think personally, it's okay to have things a little bit mixed up on the interviews. Whereas if your regular blogs and your regular podcasts are the same timing generally. So all of your current daily, for instance, podcasts are 20 minutes, let's say. And then you have that once a week interview. I think that's okay to sit there and say, this one, it could be anything from 20 minutes or it could be an hour. I know sometimes if there's something I'm really interested in, then I don't care how long it goes on, as long as there's not a lot of babbling in the background, you know, like babbling with them not getting to the point and things like that. She asked if there are any preferred questions. Now, basically, I would not go with, well, here's the thing. When you're interviewing someone, one of the great things about being able to do that is that everyone has their own take on stuff, right? I have my own take on internet marketing, different from other people that I respect and other people that I follow, but I have my own take. So I definitely would want you to figure out questions that will help them set themselves apart. Like what makes them different? You can look up online, you know, questions to ask in an interview for whatever niche you're in and things like that. Look on forums, find out what people are wanting to know. What questions have come in to you? What questions have you struggled with? If you're in that niche, there's obviously sometimes times that you want answers to something. Ask those questions of this expert. Find out a little bit about their past when you go in there so that you're able to ask them about that. You don't want to be totally blind going in and not know what you're doing. She said, at the other end of the spectrum, how do you politely interrupt and stop a guest with verbal diarrhea, basically, to either redirect or end the conversation without appearing rude? That's just, I would have a way to just, I mean, that's kind of hard. I've never had that happen. But I would just say, you know, oh, excuse me, I'm, I meant to ask you this question, and then we'll get back to that later and just kind of, you know, go in a direction to kind of rein them in. Usually you won't have that problem, but you can always edit the podcast, I think. Not sure exactly how you could do that. You'd have to get with them and kind of talk to them about how you want to stay on the track of this or whatever. You can watch a lot of interviews as well, on talk shows and different things where people have been interviewed, and you can see how they kind of redirect it. But I haven't seen much of that as a problem. And someone said, okay, let's see, is it ethical for me to ask to become an affiliate for items they wish to talk about or promote? Sometimes it depends on the person, I would say. Ethics, I don't think, have anything to do with it. It's just personal preference. I wouldn't mind, if someone was interviewing me, them using their affiliate link. I know a lot of people would mind that because they would be thinking about, you know, well, if you came to me and got me to give an interview as a, you know, they're doing something nice for you to be able to have for your audience, and then you asked for an affiliate link, but then I'm fine with it. So there's probably a lot of people who are also fine with it. So you're helping that person get exposure and branding and sales. So I would just ask them, just say, you know, do you have an affiliate program? I would do that up front. You know, I'd like to also, like as part of your initial communication with them. Like if you contacted me and asked me to do an interview and then say, you know, also I'm searching for your affiliate program so I can blast that to my list with the interview and I can't find it or something like that. You just ask them a question about that so that they can know up front. She said, is an interview questionnaire appropriate so that I can get specific information up front? You can do that for sure. I appreciate that when someone has that, because then we're both not struggling during the interview. They know what to ask and I know what kind of stuff is going to come up. I suggest you give the person your questions beforehand, because you want them to be able to have something prepared, not necessarily written out, just their thoughts. Because a lot of people can't think off the cuff and they're not going to know how to respond. They're going to take up a lot of time. So the last question is, are guidelines, rules, and regulations appropriate? Is it necessary to require no swearing or ethnic slurs? It seems common sense to me. However, recent events have clearly demonstrated that common sense is in short supply these days. Again, I don't think you're going to have that problem. If I had that problem come up, like, I would definitely let them know up front about, as far as no swearing. If you had a clean, just say, you know, just an FYI, I'll keep my podcast clean so I don't use any bad language. Just kind of like a polite heads up. If you want to, afterwards, you could edit that. If they accidentally slipped and said a cuss word, you could beep, you know, whatever. As far as ethnic slurs, I think if they came up doing that kind of stuff or whatever, I'd just basically not air the interview and say, you know, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't feel comfortable with that. That's not the direction I'm going. I don't think you would have a problem with that, but like you said, you never know what people are going to say. They can be all kinds of everything. So, I don't think I'd need to tell them that up front. I wouldn't tell them. I would maybe tell them about clean, you know, language as far as swearing. But I don't think I'd mention slurs like that. But I would just, if that came up, I would not even air the interview. So, anyway, that's it on this question. If you have any more, just send them over and I will be happy to answer as far as whatever I know, if I can help, and I will talk to you later.